Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. and China said Sunday they have agreed not to impose tough new tariffs on each other's exports. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told Fox News that the world's two biggest economic powers, quote, have made very meaningful progress. We agreed on a framework to resolve trade issues.
We're putting the trade war on hold. So right now we have agreed to put the tariffs on hold while we try to execute the framework.
Mnuchin predicted a 35% to 40% increase in U.S. agricultural exports to China and a doubling of energy purchases over the next 3 to 5 years. Prosecutors in the southwestern state of Texas have charged a 17-year-old with murder. They say he shot and killed 8 students and 2 teachers on Friday in the town of Santa Fe. On ABC News on Sunday, the lieutenant governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, says school shootings continue to happen because life has been devalued in America.
Whether it's through abortion, whether it's the breakup of families, through violent movies, and particularly violent video games, which now outsell movies and music, psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that students are desensitized to violence.
Investigators have found one of the black box recorders that could help them figure out why an airliner crashed shortly after takeoff from the airport in Havana, Cuba on Friday. 107 people were killed. 3 badly injured survivors are being treated in a hospital. A witness said shortly after takeoff, the 39-year-old Boeing 737 swerved to the right before crashing in flames. This is VOA News. At least 22 people have been killed and others are still missing after heavy rains from tropical cyclone hit the Horn of Africa. At least 15 were killed in the Adal region in the self-declared Republic of Somaliland. And in Mogadishu, at least 6 people have died. More than 300 homes are underwater in the city. Several policemen have been killed, soldiers wounded, and mayors kidnapped in Cameroon by suspected armed separatists who had warned against celebrating the Central African state's National Day in English-speaking regions. As correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Yaoundé, President Paul Biya led National Day celebrations along with a contingent of Nigerian soldiers that have been helping fight the Boko Haram insurgency in Cameroon.
Tensions in Cameroon began in November 2016 when English-speaking teachers and lawyers protested, saying they were frustrated with the dominance of the French language and the marginalization of the Anglophone population. The crisis intensified early this year when separatist leader Ayuk Tabe was arrested with 48 others in Nigeria and extradited to Cameroon. International rights groups have condemned the harsh government's crackdown on the English-speaking regions and indiscriminate arrests of suspects. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
A stream of lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano threatens to block a key highway that serves as an escape route for coastal residents. 2 of 22 fissures have now merged. Magma has destroyed 4 more homes, and the lava was expected to hit Highway 137 if it keeps up its rate and direction of flow. Authorities are trying to open up the road that was blocked by lava in 2014 to serve as an alternate escape route, and the Hawaii National Guard has warned of more mandatory evacuations if more roads are blocked. And President Trump says he will order an investigation Monday about a secret source of the country's top law enforcement agency that he claims infiltrated his 2016 election campaign. He tweeted Sunday from the White House, "I hereby demand and will do so officially tomorrow that the Department of Justice look into whether or not the FBI or DOJ infiltrated or surveilled the Trump campaign for political purposes." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. In broadcast.